Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations, so it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Wow. Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Kyle Stock. While the Trump administration has backed away from subsidies to encourage people to buy electric vehicles, the number of ultra-fast chargers in the U.S. has continued to grow. So, Kyle, what are these numbers showing? Because it's sort of counterintuitive.
Yeah, it's really the private sector here. Basically, charging networks are building more stations, they're building faster stations, and at the same time, car makers are building electric cars that are able to charge more quickly. They have better circuitry, they can take on power more quickly. So all in all, charging times are actually going down, better experience for drivers, better business model for charging networks, and kind of a tailwind all around for green transportation.
Okay, so they're not as fast as just filling up a tank, but talk about how much faster they are.
They're getting there. So we had 11,000 ultra-fast cords installed in the U.S. last year. That was a 48% increase over the year earlier. And ultra-fast, these are 250 to 300 kilowatt stations. And what that means for the average electric vehicle that's 80 to 100 kilowatts, you can fill the whole thing in less than 20 minutes. Most people don't go from zero to full in one of these cars. So in like 10 minutes, you can get an appreciable amount of driving range. So it's really getting quite closer to a gas station experience.
But it still remains a concern for people, maybe even, one of those hurdles to get them to actually buy an EV.
Yeah. You know, surveys, people are all over the map on this, but when people are asked about what are their concerns about going electric, driving range is still the number one. But the number two is the time it takes to charge. Ignoring the fact that 80%+ of charging happens at home when you're not in the car, not waiting, but people are still concerned about this, even more so than they are about the cost of electric vehicles. So, industry leaders, charging network executives like to think that charging speeds increasing will kick off this virtuous cycle where you're going to have better charging experience. So more people buy these cars, they can build more stations, better stations. It's kind of this flywheel effect they're hoping for.
Yeah, because you don't want to be on the road wondering where your next charging station is. It's like in your brain, you already know where the gas station is. Now you've got to change everything up. And if I'm heading from the Bay Area to Tahoe, do I have to plot out where each of my charting stations are, and then am I rolling the dice that they're actually going to be working?
Yeah, and perception is really lagging reality on this front. I mean, the infrastructure build-out has been really aggressive in the past few years, more so than anyone really expected. So the map for fast charging in the U.S. is very much filled out. Redundancy is a bit of a challenge in places where there's a lot of EVs, like California is a bit of a challenge. But that's sort of getting addressed with dynamic pricing. So these stations are moving demand around the clock with prices. You know, if someone's price sensitive, they can charge at night. Say Uber drivers, this has become hugely popular, which frees up space during peak travel times for other people. So the whole system is getting a lot better. And unless you're in Northwest Montana or Northeast South Dakota, you know, there really aren't any charging deserts left in this country. There's fast charging pretty close to pretty much everywhere.
Okay, but are those chargers actually functioning when you get there? Because a while back we were doing stories on the number of chargers that were down.
Yeah, and the numbers on that were pretty bad for a while. I mean, some studies were citing, you know, 20% of the time failure to engage a charge, but that's improving quickly as well. So these companies are getting better at it. The infrastructure is getting better. The hardware is getting better. The cars are getting better. So those problems are fewer and far between.
Kyle, thanks for the time and for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Kyle Stock. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.